Dia petrol every year, even if winter in Wisconsin is terrible. We pick in lunch in the wilderness where the conflict is between Jesus and Satan. It's a case of spiritual warfare in solitude. The word Satan means adversary or tempter or divider. Jesus is holy sinless because he is the Son of God. Satan is God's enemy. He hates God and he hates human beings. He hates each of us because we are destined to take his place in heaven, the place he lost by the first sin of pride and rebellion against God, when he said, "I won't serve," before he was defeated by Saint Michael. Satan sees Jesus as a rival, and he tries to turn him into an earthly material messiah. The gospel tells us that Jesus was led by the Holy Ghost into the wilderness to be tempted. In other words, he freely submits himself to temptation. It's a big difference with us, because in this, he differs from us, who are tempted contrary to our will. Jesus' three temptations are lack of trust in God, presumption, and idolatry. Temptation can be defined as an inducement to sin. While sin is an act of the will to free yourself to God, to deliberately violate one of God's commandments. Some temptation comes from the outside, and others come from within us. Everyone is subject to temptation. The devil is very smart, but he's not very ingenious. He has three favorite ways: sex, money, power. Everyone is subject to temptation. Jesus is tempted, but it was external and from the devil. Because Jesus was divine, he could not be tempted from within. The origin of these three temptations is the devil himself. Who is he? Why does he tempt us? The devil, or Satan, or Lucifer, is a fallen angel who is mentioned often in the Bible. Angels are intelligent, spiritual beings without a body, inferior to God, but superior to man. They are pure spirits. They were created by God, but some made themselves evil by rebelling against God. Their sin was fried. We do not know how many there are, and obviously it's not very important. because we know that there are many things. Therefore, Lucifer and rebel against God. The devil is not just some impersonal force for evil. He is real, and he is our personal enemy. The devil can tempt us by suggesting evil, but he cannot force us to sin. He doesn't know or have access to our inner thoughts, but he knows us well by observing how we behave. He knows he attacks us at our weak points. Note how he first tempted Jesus with food when Jesus was hungry after fasting for 40 days. Why does God allow the devil to tempt us? We can find three reasons. First, God allows us to be tempted to show his power. His power in defeating the devil, because God's grace is more powerful than all the rules of the devil. The devil acts always in the same manner. Sanction and deception. And sometimes division. Second, so that we might become more humble, knowing that we need God's help to overcome the devil. And third, to strengthen us in virtue as a result of the struggle. What can we do to overcome the devil? The weak ones we need to defeat the devil are well known. Prayer, fasting, almsgiving, self-denial, the sacraments, avoiding the near occasion of sins. Everything that is holy knocks the devil out. Note how Jesus defeats the devil with only three quotes from the Holy Scripture. Dear friends, the purpose of Lent is the conversion of our hearts, the turning away from inordinate attachments to other creatures and things, and the turning to God. Lent is a struggle in the desert. It's not a question of like it or not like it. It's a time of penance, and we can fly over time. God is a struggle in the desert. Big cities of the modern world are large deserts too. After working and fighting during 40 days in the sand of the desert, we will be ready to meet the Son of Jesus rising on Easter Sunday